Listen to the weekly radio show A New Zealander's Opinion About Living Abroad, which is broadcast by the Auckland-based radio station North Island Gossip. Every Monday morning, the show host Brendan Walker interviews a New Zealander who has been living outside of New Zealand for quite some time. The focus of the show is on giving the guest an opportunity to voice their personal opinion of the country they now live in.
Hello everyone. My name is Brendan Walker. Welcome to our program A New Zealander's Opinion About Living Abroad. Some of you may still remember my interview with Ronald Vance last week, who told us some interesting things about living in Italy. Today I will be interviewing Sophie Rogers, who has been living in Germany for the last 10 years. Now, Sophie, how are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on your show, Brendan.
I understand that you come from a small town near Wellington. How come you moved to Berlin 10 years ago?
Well, in those days I was attending law school at Victoria University in Wellington. And at one of the college parties I met Ralph Wenninger, who became my husband in Germany a couple of years later. Ralph spent a year in my law school as a postgraduate exchange student from Berlin. He was a very attractive young man, intelligent, modest, well-mannered, and very good-looking. I immediately fell in love with him.
Wow, that sounds like love at first sight. Since you are a married couple now, Ralph must have fallen in love with you, too, I presume.
Yes, he did. I know it really sounds like a love story in a tacky Hollywood movie. But that is just the way it was with Ralph and me.
That's lovely. No need to apologize, Sophie. But please tell our listeners when and why you moved to Berlin.
Well, after his exchange year in Wellington, Ralph had to go back to Germany. His father was the owner of a well-known law firm in Berlin and offered his son to become a junior partner in his firm.
Did you move to Berlin together with Ralph when he went back to Germany?
Believe it or not, I did. To be honest, I still think it was quite a crazy and courageous decision. After all, when I went to Berlin with Ralph, neither had I graduated from law school in Wellington, nor was I able to speak a single word of German.
That does sound like a very courageous decision, I have to say. Well, I'm curious, how did you get on in Germany after moving there?
Well, as far as my college career was concerned, I was lucky to find a private law school in Berlin that offered tuition in English as well as internationally acknowledged law degrees. But in terms of my everyday life, I really went through something that can arguably be called culture shock.
Why was that? Could you explain that in greater detail?
You know, before moving to Germany, I had always believed that most Germans were fluent enough in English to have casual and even professional conversations in my mother tongue. However, this is only partly true. As long as you are in the company of well-educated people, as most of Ralph's family and friends are, Germans are not only able but also very happy to speak English with a native speaker. On the other hand, if you try to get by in everyday situations like, for example, in a supermarket, a bakery or a hairdresser's shop, you need to have at least a basic knowledge of German to make yourself understood.
I perfectly understand what you are talking about because I used to live in Spain for a couple of years back in the 2010s. I really had the same problem that you are describing. Knowing hardly any Spanish at all, I struggled very hard to get by in everyday life there. But let's get back to your story. Apart from the language barrier, what other things did you find hard to get used to in Germany back then?
What I found quite puzzling, at least in the first couple of months, was the lack of friendliness in the way Germans communicate among each other in everyday life. I do not want you or your listeners to get me wrong here. Germans can be very kind and warm-hearted people once you get to know them better in a personal way. The unfriendliness that I'm talking about is the way in which Germans deal with people they do not know personally, like, you know, in shops or restaurants, at bus stops or railway stations, and even in college. In New Zealand, as you perfectly know yourself, Brendan, we usually greet strangers with a smile and often have chats with them. Those chats may just be small talk, but they do help to break the ice or ease the awkwardness between people who do not know each other. In Germany, only very few people smile at strangers or try to strike up conversations with them. In fact, if you do that, lots of Germans may think that you are either crazy or some kind of thug that is trying to trick or rob them.
That's quite interesting. I mean, the ways in which cultures differ in terms of everyday communication between people. Well, now that you have told us about some negative facets of living in Germany, are there any things that you find intriguing or even fascinating about Germany, too?
Yes, of course there are. To me, the most impressive thing about Germany is its world-famous contributions to art, philosophy, and classical music. Especially in Berlin, of course, but also in other cities in Germany, you can find excellent art galleries, museums, opera houses, and theatres. Moreover, there are countless monuments and statues honoring iconic German philosophers like Kant, Hegel, Marx, and Nietzsche, as well as outstanding composers like Beethoven, Bach, and Mozart. Well, Mozart was actually Austrian, but his mother tongue was German, so in a way you can leave him on this list, too.
I couldn't agree more with you, Sophie. Germany's culture in those spheres is indeed amazingly rich and admirable. Now, our time is up. Let's leave it at that. Sophie, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and feelings about living in Germany. Talking to you has been a real pleasure.